With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Some Los Angeles area residents have begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories, even as the threat of new fires persists. For many, it's been a first look at the staggering reality of what's lost. Southern California faces a gargantuan challenge of overcoming the disaster and rebuilding. The blazes have killed at least 11 people, obliterated neighborhoods, left the nation's second largest city on edge. Firefighters were making gains today, but new flare-ups continued to pop up. Winds were also forecast to strengthen over the coming days. Governor Gavin Newsom said he wanted answers from officials over the loss of water supply and pressure. Correspondent Haya Panjwami reports on the Oval Office briefing about the wildfires.
The fires have so far obliterated entire neighborhoods and set the nation's second largest city on edge. Federal and state officials, including the president and vice president, spoke in the Oval Office about recovery efforts. President Joe Biden announced a plan for FEMA to provide $750 to survivors.
Survivors so they can quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Biden also addressed looting during the wildfires and said he deployed police and the National Guard to improve security in areas affected by the wildfires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, the New Orleans Police Department has released body camera footage capturing the deadly confrontation that ended the Bourbon Street terror attack on New Year's Day. New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says the attacker shot at police and police fired back, killing him.
All officers are faced with shoot, don't shoot. And this was clearly within the law and clearly solidly within a policy.
The Supreme Court says likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the United States beginning January 19th unless the popular social media program is sold by its China-based parent company. This is SRN News. A Georgia church pays a bunch of bills.
And those bills actually belong to other people. The congregation of Peavine Baptist Church in Rock Springs, Georgia, partnered with the nonprofit Undue Medical Debt to pay the doctor's bills of thousands of state residents, nearly $6 million in all. Other churches across the country have teamed up with UMD to accomplish similar things. Medical debts are the leading cause of all personal bankruptcies in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The search for the next Archbishop of Canterbury has begun following the resignation of Dr. Justin Welby. The selection process starts with the Crown Nominations Commission. It will forward the name of its preferred candidate to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who will confirm that the individual is willing to serve before submitting the nominee's name to King Charles for approval. The whole process may take until the fall. The Archbishop is the symbolic head of the Anglican Communion, which has more than 85 million members. This is SRN News. Consumers are about to get even more viewing choices.
Disney's Hulu Plus Live TV and sports streaming service Fubo are combining in a deal that will also see the settlement of a lawsuit against the creation of Venue Sports. The combined company, which Disney will have a 70% stake in, will operate under Fubo's publicly traded company name and be led by Fubo's existing management team. Fubo and Hulu Plus Live TV have a combined 6.2 million North American subscribers. John Scott reporting.
The IRS announced January 27th as the official start date of the 2025 tax season and expects more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th tax deadline. The tax collection said it's expanding a program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the agency for free. The direct file program, allowing taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the government directly. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.